Hello there, my audio friends. It is Slandy here. It is January 4th, 2016. In fact, I think this is my first audio boom for 2016. Actually, it is. I normally traditionally do one on January 1st, but the holidays this year kind of were a little bit crazy. I just didn't get any time to myself to do any kind of audio recordings. And today I just dropped off my wife. She's got a noon to eight shift at her work, and it is a quarter to noon. I'm heading back home. I've got the day off. Well, it's the last day of my vacations, or holiday vacations, or holiday time off. And it's back to work tomorrow, back to my routine. It is currently minus 13 outside here in beautiful Montreal. Beautiful sunny day. We had a snow dump between Christmas and New Year's of about 40, close to 40 centimeters, I guess. It did break a record for that date, set way back, I think, in the mid-50s or latter part of the 50s or something, for that particular day. But other than that, we really have not had a lot of snow here in Montreal. In fact, right up to and including Christmas Day, we had no snow at all. But now, with this recent dump and a few little powderings afterwards of a couple of centimeters here and there, we have a good accumulation of snow. The streets are all... Well, some of them look like war zones because they haven't cleaned the streets. Montreal, for the longest time, was the city that spent the most on snow removal on the entire planet. Hard to believe, but our budget was something like $350 million spent on snow removal. I think I say that every year, especially when it snows and it's hard to get around. Thankfully, at home, I have my own driveway, and although the streets haven't been cleaned, unfortunately, but we have these tractors that go by and clean people's driveways, and for some reason this year, they've been kind enough to lower their shovels and clean a little bit of the street. More often than not, what they do is they end up cleaning the driveways, but then they leave these clumps of snow all over the place. But for some reason, this year, they actually sweep the snow right off of the streets. So it's very interesting that they're doing that. So I'm not going straight home. I'm stopping off at an electronics surplus place to pick up some cable management, ductwork, I guess. I hope they still have this stuff. I remember seeing it once a long time ago. I just want to do some cable management because I'm working on my desk today. I started yesterday. I bought some lumber and I built a large, I guess, under desk keyboard drawer, but to hold my synthesizer. This is something I've been meaning to do for well over a year. My friend gave me these metal drawer hardware sliders, big ones, pretty heavy duty, and I figured I knew exactly what I was going to do with them. It was just a question of getting on to doing it. And of late, I've been noticing that the way I've set up my desk, because I built these two, I guess, mini component racks on either side of my desk. On top, so it's kind of modular. I'm gonna post a picture along with this audio boom once I get my system up and running, because everything's disconnected right now, because I had to flip the desk upside down to attach this drawer system. So I used 3/4 inch pine wood, which right now is all, it's just all wood color, and eventually I'd like to stain it sort of a dark mahogany, I think. That's what I'm heading for. nice mahogany stain with a really glossy finish, so that it's easily cleaned and can be easily dusted. But right now what I'm looking for is a good cable management, because behind my desk is an absolute nightmare in cables and wires and USB hubs and Lord knows what. It's just crazy back there. So I'm gonna spend the next hour and a half or so putting my desk back together once I get home, and hopefully put together some kind of cable management system that'll make sense and that'll keep everything tidy. I'm really happy because now my synth, which is a Yamaha S30, which I use for my as a MIDI controller and also as a sound source. So my synth will be tucked in under my desk, will be out of the way, but will be very easily accessible when inspiration strikes me to punch out a few chords and stuff and melodies. My other synth, I have two synth modules, which are on the left side of my desk. I'm gonna post a picture, I think, to show you the whole setup. So my synth modules sit in the desktop rack module, I guess you want to call it that. I have a Korg M3R and a Proteus FX that sit there, and I've made them tall enough, these modules, to fit three units. And on the top of that unit, I hope one day to buy some kind of analog synth to sit there, or put in my Roland SC55 sound canvas. And next to that, I'd love to get a Yamaha MU100 or something of the ilk of the MU series, but that's only one unit high and a half rack wide, so I can put both units next to each other. Then on the right-hand side, right now, there's nothing. It's empty. I'm just using it to hold a few things that I have bouncing around. But eventually, I certainly hope to put in maybe... I was thinking a compressor and or a MIDI patch bay, because I'm going to certainly need one if I get more and more MIDI equipment. Let me just check my... time here. Oh, I'm almost finished. Got a couple of minutes left. So yeah, that's the intent today, is to work on my studio, my workstation studio setup. I'm really happy with it. I've used all IKEA furniture. It's an IKEA desktop, tabletop, Limon, I think it's called. I used IKEA legs, adjustable, so I can raise them. They're quite high. And a friend of mine was gracious enough to buy me, I will pay them for it, but to buy me an adjustable drawing table chair. So it's very, very tall. Because one of the things that I knew I was going to end up having to do is lift the desk really high up so that I can fit the keyboard underneath it and sit comfortably when I'm typing and not hit my knees on the keyboard. Of course, corollary to that, since it sits quite high up, I can actually stand at my desk, which is kind of neat. Sometimes if I'm doing a baseline or if I'm working with something, sometimes it's good to stand for your creative juices to flow. I'm nearing my exit, actually, so it's good that I'm close to the end of this recording. So, for the end here, I just want to wish you all a happy new year, and I hope 2016 brings you all health foremost, happiness and peace and creativity and productivity and all that you desire. I can't stress that the most, but I think the most important thing is health. When we have health, be it physical health, mental health, well-being and peacefulness, everything else comes easy. So have a creative time, and have fun in 2016. Bye.